Vanguard is starting to get there now. Britannica's just. Vanguard within a neck. Ahead. Vanguard for an epic Briley. Vanguard's done it. It's the greatest Grand Annual pro you've ever seen. He's won the Briley. He beat Britannica's on the line. 20 lengths away.
Oh, what a win that was. Vanguard in the 2022 Briley, and the man who trained that horse and many other stars at the Bull, Simon Wald, joins us. Simon, how are you, mate?
I'm well, thank you.
The busiest week of your year, without a doubt, Warrnambool Bull, and I have never seen so many horses entered by the one stable. How are you at the moment, keeping across the wall?
Yeah, it's a big week. It's great fun, though. Like, we all look forward to it. The staff look forward to it. You know, I think the town looks forward to it.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun. And look, it's good not having to travel. You know, a lot of the time we're jumping in the car and we're driving miles. So it's just fantastic to have a big country carnival like this, provincial carnival on our own doorstep. Everyone's excited and, you know, we're looking forward to it.
It is going to be a brilliant few days. And the jumps are the pinnacle. And Britannicus just loves Warrnambool. He loves the Briley. Can he do it again today?
Oh, look, he's meeting a pretty smart horse, I think. But, you know, look, he's got course experience. I think that counts for a little bit. We're really happy with him. He comes in actually quite well at the weights, I think, with Stern Idol suppressing the weights a little bit. So he gets his favoured ground. I mean, that's a big plus. You know, he's just a real duffer in the wet. And I walked the track last night, and I think it'll suit him. So, I think he's in with as good a chance as any horse.
How do you think that track will play today?
Look, I think it'll be okay. You know, I walked it last night just after they'd watered it, so it was a little bit difficult. But I think it'll, you know, we had no rain overnight and it's been a little bit windy, so I think it'll come up well.
So you got three. Any chance he could gang tackle Stern Idol in the Briley today?
Look, I don't think so. Can Zero's probably, you know, he's looking towards a Grand Annual. So we're just looking for a good run from him. Tolmac's been out of form a little bit. So definitely, I think if there's anyone to topple Stern Idol, it'll be Britannicus of my team.
Because I've still got Simon Wald with me. We just watched that first race. What were your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think track looks pretty even.
Yeah.
You know, they sort of, they all sat in different positions, those horses, and it looks to play pretty fair so far.
You've got Bazzini in this next race. Mark Hunter's pretty keen on it today. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I think we prefer it wetter. It's been a long time planning to jump him, and, you know, the season's so short now and compressed, the jump season, we've really got to get him going. I would have preferred softer ground, but, like, he's fitting well and he's a pretty strong stayer.
Who do you think, is he your best on day one, or is there another one that you like today?
Look, we haven't got anything, you know, we haven't got anything solid. They're all in with good chances. We're relying on a bit of luck, you know. Britannicus in the Briley, I think he'll need luck, and the next two hurdlers we've got, they're a bit the same. They'll need to jump well and things to go right, but the horses are fitting well. They're just probably at their level.
I'm not sure if you're aware, we spoke to Mark McNamara, the chairman, and he said if you win the Gallywood tomorrow, you'll become the first trainer who has won all of the majors at the Warrnambool Carnival.
Yeah,
Fabulot is a favourite.
Yeah, I think he's a good chance, Fabulot. Again, he's another horse that probably would prefer more give, but he has performed well on top of the ground. He's probably my best chance I've ever had in the Gallywood, and it would be nice to complete the full set. Mm-hmm. Being a local, we haven't had a whole lot of luck in that race, although he did win. He ran second last year to an absolute champion. So it doesn't look like there's a real standout in that race. So I think he's as good a chance as any.
So many chances. Who's the one that you're most confident of over the 3 days?
I'm pretty happy with Vanguard this year. I'm not sure, you know, we'll learn a bit more after the Briley today,
yeah.
But he's had a much better preparation than he did last year. And then he fell over the year before, he slipped on the flat. So I think he's tailor-made for a race like the annual. He's seasoned enough now, and I think he's terrific. He'll be terrific each way value.
Geez, that is brilliant. You've got two count zeros, the other one, but Vanguard is the one. I'll let you go because you're going to go settle up in this next race. Great to see you, Simon. No doubt we'll be chatting again over the next few days. Good luck.
I hope so. Thanks very much.
Simon Wald joining us there.